Welcome to Shakespeare FC, The Sonnets, a 5-minute journey into the iambic opinations on life, love, death, and desire, with a smattering of nature and naughtiness from the mind of our literary epicure from Warwickshire, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. In his sonnets, Uncle Will wrote from a very personal place about the human condition, all in just 14 lines. But in that meager space, we can find an absolute wealth of human experience that you just might identify with. So, let's you and I go on a little journey. Today, Uncle Will concerns himself with legacy, time-spanning monuments, immortality, but not for himself, but rather, of course, the object of his affection. Now, rather than the rolling imagery of bountiful, beautiful, pastoral love that we have come to be so familiar with when Uncle Will turns his quill to his gushy feelings of amorous gratitude, he instead seems drawn to the steadfastness, the sturdy and almost impervious nature of love against all. In the first quatrain of his 55th sonnet, William lays out his argument that neither marble nor the ornate tombs of princes will outlast this powerful sonnet, but you will be illuminated more brightly in these very pages than all the neglected buildings that will collapse due to the heartless passage and damage of time.
Not marble nor the gilded monuments of princes shall outlive this powerful rhyme, but you shall shine more bright in these contents than unswept stone besmeared with sluttish time.
In the second quatrain, Uncle Will turns from neglect to destruction, saying that when the brutality of war overturns great statues and battles shake the very foundations of buildings, not even with the sword of the god of war himself, Mars, nor even the fast-burning fires of conflict could destroy this living record of your memory.
When wasteful war shall statues overturn, and broils root out the work of masonry, nor Mars his sword, nor war's quick fire shall burn the living record of your memory.
In the third quatrain, William says that you, even in the face of death and dispassionate hostility, will continue on, and praise of you from future generations will wear out this world and continue on all the way till doomsday.
Gainst death and all obvious enmity shall you pace forth, your praise shall still find room, even in the eyes of all posterity, that wear this world out to the ending doom.
In the final couplet, Uncle Will completes his monument to his love, saying that until Judgment Day, when you are raised up to heaven, you will live on within these words and will linger on in the eyes of all lovers who read this.
So, till the judgment that yourself arise, you live in this and dwell in lovers' eyes.
I've always found Uncle Will's works fascinating. Actually, not always. I do seem to remember a rather hard slog through Henry IV, Part 37 or something, for a rather uninspired lit class, but for the most part, fascinating. But Sonnet 55 really stirred something within me when I first came across it in my late teens. I suppose his images of time, of monuments, of war, gods, and the very denial of nature's power over, if not our physical selves, our souls. It appealed to the type of romanticism and invincibility only a teenager can fully appreciate. And if that's the case, color me juvenile. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time. Shakespeare FC is a production of WGTE Public Media. You can learn more and download all episodes at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.